3 years ago, two normal lads from Bradford set out on a journey to try and produce and record a podcast for their team, Bradford City. Never did they think or even consider that their lowly League Two club would be possibly 90 minutes from a League Cup final at Wembley. This is Bantam's Banter. This is history. And this is what happened.
This is it, folks. We're 90 minutes away from Wembley. Those feelings you're feeling, we're feeling. Those butterflies in your stomach that are turning into fucking dragons, we've got them as well.
I have got a beast in my stomach right now.
I am shaking like a shitting dog stood on a single ice cube balancing on one claw.
Whilst holding the most fragile of chocolate bars, a flake. How crumbly are flakes? We made this point earlier.
A flake is a very crumbly thing.
Too crumbly.
So we've got a 3-1 advantage, don't forget that.
Ooh. We'll talk you through our setup in a minute, because it's quite scary, really. We're sat in front of TalkSport, and
correct,
in front of about 5,000 Villa fans, behind about 1,000 Villa fans.
Yeah, we're surrounded by Villa
fans. We are surrounded.
When I said we're in the Lions Den, quite literally, we are surrounded by Villa fans.
I feel like Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
They're at the most 10 feet away from us in front.
Yeah, that is.
But has that ever stopped Bantam's Banter?
Nah, Isaac.
No.
I'll remind you of a few away places. Although Wigan, you can't really hear yourself think it.
I've got to tell you, there's a lot of volume coming from Aston Villa, and I think I preferred Wigan.
I did. I really miss.
We're wearing the gold kit that I hate so much.
Don't tell me an interesting fact.
We're absolutely storming forward here.
Never won in the gold kit, have we, Dom?
I might have made that up.
Why? You're just telling me. James Hansen bombing down the line.
Goal kick.
James Hansen turning into a winger.
This is arguably the biggest game that we've ever covered on Bantam's Banter, and it's the most nervous I have ever been for a football game.
Oh yeah,
ever.
I mean, it's to a point of like, you're speechless. It's like you're stunned, isn't it? And the game hasn't really started yet. It's, you know, we're on the cusp of something right now. On the cusp.
History is what we're on the cusp of. We're so close to creating history. It's absolutely unreal.
We're like the Vikings when they pillaged all those towns on the East Coast.
On Sky and all these big channels, they're going about how in the 60s Rochdale did it and stuff. Football were very different in the 60s.
Yeah.
There's a massive gulf between clubs in the upper tiers and the lower tiers nowadays.
Didn't they play with like a pig's head in the 60s as well? It wasn't like a
pig's bladder.
Well, yeah, sorry.
But Villa are in here, and Villa need to take an early lead in this game.
And
they didn't. Tough shit.
Benteke is the actual
best. I know what you're all thinking, and yeah, he's started. Gabby Abong and Ahor is up front.
He is, and hopefully he'll have been playing like he's just smoked Abong and done Ahor, and he'll be knackered and high off his tits. Hopefully. Fingers crossed there, Dom.
We've got Hansen back.
We have.
So that's us set for set pieces.
We've
in fact started with the same team that we had in the first leg.
Which I thought were a good move, starting with the same team, because, you know, they've been there, they've done it. Even though the little bit of experience they've got, you know, over Villa, they know what they're going to be playing like. So it's a good move. It's a bold move by Parker.
It is. We're 3 minutes in, and so far I'm quite pleased with the way we've started. We've not sat back and just thought, look, you know what, let's defend out our advantage. Come on, Bradford City. Think about the glory. Be inspired. Get rid of it.
This is Bantam's Banter in the Capital One Cup.
Come on, boys. Come on.
Come on, lads.
Please. I've got kids.
I've got a child and a wife and an uncle or two.
I'm really proud, you know, to be here.
I am as well.
I'm proud to be witnessing a bit of history in the making. I know that people say, well, you should be proud that we've got this far, and I will be honest, I'm genuinely over the fucking moon that we've got this far, but I will not be able to contain my disappointment if we get knocked out.
I agree, and I can't help thinking that, you know, if we score a goal, Dom, not only will it go skits, if we score a goal, we've genuinely got a chance here.
Well, I'm holding in a wee at the minute, and if we score a goal, it is going down my pants.
Genuinely release the wee. Just release it.
Come on, Zavon, he's breaking down the wing. If we score,
you know what?
Then it is truly
If we score,
just
you can release
down the minutes.
You can release that way all of my face. I genuinely will not care.
I've always wondered what you were into in the bedroom. Now I know.
Chocolate cake, actually.
I bet you do. I bet Abby's eating a few grapes out of your belly button.
Grapes might digestive biscuits from my belly button.
Villa are attacking now, and they've just
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Standard defending from Mercado.
Up you get, boys. Out. There's a big offside there. Come on, boys. Come on, we can stand up to this, and it's gone.
Well done.
Every time they surge forward, my arsehole literally contorts.
We should have a little toilet warning.
It's the size of a cat's nostril.
We should.
Have you ever seen a cat's nostril? They're teeny.
They are tiny.
They've got tiny little nostrils, apart from lions.
An inch. Yes, good analogy. Do you know cats' nostrils are supposed to be dry, and dogs are supposed to be wet?
Interesting. Yeah. The biggest game that we've ever covered, and we're already on a cat nostril and eating grapes out of Tom's belly button. Do you know what? There's a bit of me that feels a bit funeral about all this.
Yeah,
like I shouldn't be talking.
You know what? When we're playing teams like Oxford and Barnet, we don't really watch the game, do we? We watch the game, but not as much as we should do. But we really need to watch this game. I think that's the key here in all of this. We need
The nation, everyone apart from Aston Villa fans, want us to win. I'm pretty sure that even Leeds and Huddersfield fans are with us on this.
I bumped into Huddersfield fan today, Plummer. Oh, I'm rooting for you. I was like, all right, well, I wouldn't be rooting for you if you were playing.
I've got to say, if it were Huddersfield or Leeds playing right now,
bit weird.
I'd hope that they were going to get shit on.
I know.
Right, literally, I'd hope that Ben Teke will bend over and take a dump right on Becky or
this is really toilet, this episode. Yeah. It's really toilet. I apologise.
Cup semi final, second leg. We're 3-1 in the lead, if you've forgotten. You can't have forgotten. Yeah! Oh! As long as we're having chances, I'm happy with that.
David Weatherall had been, and then I said been dug up, then I thought he's not dead.
I think referring to the David Weatherall goal to compare things is long gone. I think that we're talking first leg Aston Villa, Rory McArdle and McHugh.
Definitely.
Who I nearly called Fraser McHugh then. Who's that? Who's Fraser McHugh?
That's who we've got.
No, it isn't. Carl McHugh.
Who is Fraser McHugh?
I don't know, we'll find out very soon. We're sat next to Bradford City press officer Mark Harrison, so we've got to be on best behaviour. Because he sorts us out tickets.
Mark looks very nervous, actually. He looks very quiet and coy.
His super fast hands are tapping away at the keyboard at the minute. But if we score, he'd be able to power.
He would.
He'd be able to power the floodlights here. Hook him up to a generator.
You're right. Us two will emit so much energy if we score. Actually, we should add that, actually. We'll warn you now. They might not be cheering. Because there is a mild threat we're going to get kicked out. We've already been warned about wearing our colours in the press box.
Yeah, but we actually got told on our way in, take your colours off.
Yeah.
This is Bantam's banter, and obviously we've defied that.
We made the rules.
I'm sat here in my claret and amber gloves, claret and amber scarf.
My scarf's in my bag because I'm too scared.
I'm rocking the claret and amber.
Do you genuinely have lucky underpants, or is that just a little?
I really do. And I've actually got those claret and amber socks on as well.
But lucky underpants now.
I can't show you.
Why not?
I've got Under Armour on.
Under Armour?
Have you ever tried that, going for a piss with Under Armour on?
Well, it's not an all-in-one Under Armour.
I might as well be wearing some type of fucking banana suit or something. It's impossible to get it out.
A banana suit?
Especially when it's this cold.
A morph suit. Having a wee in a morph suit, you just might as well just wet your pants. It's pointless.
When it's this cold, I'm effectively hunting for a small mollusk.
You're going to rummage around like they've been Radolf Fiennes. Try to find your dinner.
Iceland's finest chipolata sausage. Right,
no,
forgive us.
I didn't really.
But we're going to have a break now because we really want to try and take in this game because it's hard to configure my brain. I'm going to have to do a
defragmentation.
Yeah, that's it. I'm going to have to defrag.
Load up. Do you remember my uncle worked at IT? He goes, you know, you've got to defrag a computer once a month. I did it and it took 17 days to defrag a computer. What the hell?
Windows 95.
I just wondered, what is it actually doing? Is it just winding me up? Is my computer taking the piss out of me?
Anyway, you don't need to wear all this. It's break time.
You don't.
Bantam's Banter, sponsored by Napoleon's Casino and Restaurant Bradford.
Shit, 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 poo.
They're really giving it some now.
Poo, 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 poo.
McArdle, the busiest defender in the country of all things, is the busiest defender right now. He has been solid so far.
He's back-heeled virtually off the line.
He's not letting a thing past him.
He ain't. He's been a shining light this season, McArdle. He's emerged from the darkness.
I love him.
Left by the look of his shadow after his injury. You like that, eh? Stirring stuff.
I'm not very responsive.
Neither am I, mate. I'll be honest with you.
I feel like it's like when I watch Saw.
And he kind of can't really process what's going on. Like, has he? That guy just chopped his own nose off. Is he to try and get out of a cage?
Is he really opening that guy's skull with a can opener?
Isn't it? You can't really.
It's, no,
oh Duke, good hands, lad. It's too much to take in to process, and we are a couple of idiots, really. We haven't got very big brains, do you know?
Everyone around here is looking at us like we're orphans that have asked for more. So. Villa are really bombing it at us. They are relentless.
Oh my God, come Fabian on, Fraser! Delph! Oh, that Fabian Delph!
Mo Farah.
Oh, Mo Farah. How fast is Fabian Delph?
How dare you do that to your? This is, we are your birth club, sir. Why don't you just go home and take a shit on your own mum's face? Same thing.
Toilet. It is. You're right. It is. Traitor. You should have stuck with your roots, no matter what money was shoved in front of your face, mate. No matter what. 6,500 fans come from Bradford, from a League Two club, Dom. Come on, come on.
Do you know when you get nerves sometimes and you feel like your spine just wants to vibrate out of your back? I'm getting that all the time. It's like when a car passes too close to your motorway. Same type of thing. I'm absolutely
like that wagon today. Like that wagon today drove within a millimetre of my side of my car.
Yeah, someone tried a wagon tried to undertake us.
Pretty sure that's illegal on every account. Can't go in the third lane, mate.
And we were in a bit of a predicament because it was average speed limit.
I know.
Thanks, David Cameron. Who, incidentally, is an Aston Villa fan, a massive cunt.
Whoa. We don't do see you next Tuesdays.
It's David Cameron.
Not in the press box. We don't do. Not in Aston Villa's prestigious press box.
You're listening to Bantam's Banter.
Come on, Wells. Has Wells had a touch yet?
He has had a touch.
Oh, by the way, Leeds and Huddersfield, he ain't fucking interested in coming to your dirtbags.
Come on. If he's only going to accept a big money offer, don't flatter yourself. A cross comes in from Nzogbia, and Benteke, like, kind of toe prods it into goal.
I can't take it. Fuck it. I cannot take it. I genuinely want to cry.
31-0. Got to get another one. These two celebrating like they're just blooming Euro millions. it's an easy goal. Look at these two idiots
that
here.
That felt absolutely awful.
Sit down, lad.
You're still losing.
Oh my God, they're really going for it out there. And Zogbia's just like.
The thing is, they score and it's advantage gone.
Exactly.
Come on, it's not
pointless.
Even funny.
It ain't funny at all. I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm laughing nervously.
Come on, City. That goal took me down about 80 pegs. It knocked it all out of me. Please, Bradford City, don't let that have happened to you.
That was a kick in the bollocks.
It's now 1-0 to Aston Villa on the night, 3-2 on aggregate. Don't forget, Villa have got that away goal. How can you forget? I keep forgetting that this is in the future. You fucking know what's happened.
we're going out as if it's live.
This is Bantam's Banter in the Capital One Cup.
Get it in the box, Jones. Get it in the box.
It's with Wells on the edge of the area.
Oh. Why not shoot?
Right idea.
Look at this guy here. This Villa fan doing some sort of gun sign, like a gunslinger. What's that?
He does know he's still losing.
I know. Come on, mate.
I won't mention what block he's in, but it's fairly obvious why.
You know when I'm laughing, it's a completely nervous laugh. It's not funny.
This is the laugh that I do when I row with my wife. Yeah. Like a nervous laugh.
When we're arguing, my wife thinks I'm being cocky and smug. But I'm not.
It's
I'm
just like
nervous.
A nervous laugh. It's not a great thing to happen. Any woman out there knows, surely, that getting a smirk in your face ain't good. But my wife don't believe me. To this day, she still thinks I'm just laughing in her face.
It's not disrespect. It's like you don't know where to put your hands. You don't know what to do. So you just kind of smile.
Why is that guy doing gun signs?
That's what I mean. I don't know what he's doing.
He either fucking loves John Wayne or he's a massive twat.
Probably the latter, I imagine it's the latter. He's offside!
Offside!
Sit down! Sit down, cue ball! What, did you just laugh in his face? Dom just laughed in a Villa face. You do know when they score, they all come round here and start shouting it in our face. Look at him! He's like a living Furby, a bouncing Furby.
Aston Villa 1, Bradford City 0, Bradford City 3, Aston Villa 2. Let's get an away goal, boys. Get that. And I'm pretty sure
it's Bob on.
This is Bantam's Banter.
What's your game plan now, Dom? What's your game plan as a person?
Que sera, sera.
Listen.
Whatever will be, will be.
It's 29 minutes gone, nearly.
I want to go to Wembley.
I do.
Bradford City.
I'm desperate. It's 30 minutes, right?
Yeah, go on. It's 30 minutes.
And whatever happens now, win, lose or draw, we've done very, very well to get this far.
I'm not going to lie and say if we lose, I'm not going to be disappointed, mate. I am going to be. I'm going to be gutted.
But you've got to have some amount of pride for your club.
Oh, I am immensely proud right now. Immensely proud. Don't mean I don't want to go to Wembley.
Banton's Banter, sponsored by Napoleon's Casino and Restaurant Bradford.
Fuck off.
What a save. Look at this on TV. Zogby cuts inside on left peg. Absolute rasps it. It's a right save.
It is, but fucking hell, I can't take any more of this, Tom.
We can't get a ball. Only we touched it for the last 10 minutes.
I ate too many KFCs and McDonald's for this.
It's just...
all fat in my arteries is turning to curdled milk.
It's an absolute onslaught. It really is. And that's... I'm not praising Villa there. Well, I am, really.
I'm going to praise them until we're winning. Although we are winning. Oh, no, what have I said?
But this is what I'm saying. We forget this. As a shit, we've got the upper hand here. But
don't say, oh, it's a fucking corner to them.
Should we do a cover trap? Oh, no. Let's do it, see what happens. Come on.
No.
Let's reverse it. Shut up.
Tom, please, I'm going to fall out with you in a minute.
Okay.
I'm not sure how much of this I can take. Oh, hey up. Stewards on radio and looking right at us.
There's two guys in front now.
I kind of want to get kicked out.
All right, hang on. All right, there's two guys in the front now.
They're getting a bit rowdy.
Rowdy, you're good boys with them. I've just had a patty from down the road.
I think I just heard him say, have you ever seen a baby pigeon? Have you ever seen a baby pigeon? No, actually,
no,
I haven't.
No. Do they actually exist or they come out like that as an adult? So, yeah, you know what? This is actually a good question. It's a good question.
Do you know what Birmingham's famous for? Oh, I can't do it.
Dom's got his hat over his eyes.
This is actually how I'm watching the rest of the game.
I'm up for closing my eyes. I'm up for that.
Oh, I can't do it because fans' reaction's going to kill me. Shit. Here's Aston Villa for the false sense of security.
I know. Come on. You were absolutely diabolical when you came to Valley Parade.
Can you bring Darren Bennett on, please? Yeah. We've been quite negative, haven't we?
We have, really, yeah.
All we can do is hope that this turns out like the West Brom game did, where they're amazing in first half and absolutely dog shit in second.
This guy from TalkSport's doing my tits in. I mean, I know he's got to commentate on all the game, but come on, mate.
He's talking like he's chewing on a sea lion.
It's just like it's a barrage of voice. Breathe, mate. I know it's a big fixture. We know that. Come on.
I know it's very immature, but when he said the word penetration, I did a little bit of a wee.
He said, Bradford are taking it rough and they haven't got any penetration.
They're coming down on us like the fucking demon headmaster, these guys. Absolutely relentless. Come on, City. Come on.
It's like... We've
had a little spell for a few seconds here where we looked all right. You know, we put a few passes together. We looked confident going forward.
We made four passes together and we looked class and then that were it.
We're approaching our time now. We're about three, four minutes away. I'd bring Reid on.
That's a good shout.
I don't at all think Atkinson's a bad player at all, but...
He's drifting in field and it's not working. It usually works for us, but
he's
being
pulled back. Although maybe that's what we need.
You're listening to Banton's Banter.
Here it comes. Oh, nearly an out. What? Goal kick?
Benteke's just headed it about 3 foot wide.
From 1 foot out.
Benteke jumps about 18 foot in air. I'm going to make John Moore in the box. Naki Wells! Oh!
Wells! That might have changed the first half somewhat. But it didn't.
It were literally a three inch.
More of that, please, Mr. Wells. Come on, Bradford, come on. Come on now, we're still in the lead. We're still, effectively, at this very moment in time, we're going to Wembley. I might be a mate to eat my word, but right now.
As it stands, if the game was to finish now, which it won't...
Aston Villa are playing like a Premier League team. There's no, that's it.
Yeah, they are.
And they're making us look like a League Two team. It's simple as that. Second half, let's get in there, regroup. Parkinson, give him a fucking bollocking if you've got a lad. I mean, Steve Parkin looks like a vicious fucker. Let him do it.
Yeah, let him off the leash like a ravaged beast.
But come on, City. We've still got faith in you. We still love you. We're still immensely proud that you have gone into the second leg of a semi-final in a domestic cup. And you're in League Two. You've done exceedingly well. The nation is pleased with what you've done. The nation wants you to win. But more importantly, Bantam's Banter and the Bradford City fans want us to win. And as we say that, Zaman Hines runs into the box. Oh.
Half time. We'll take that, Dom. We'll take that. Regroup.
On the night, Aston Villa lead. But it's currently Bradford City 3, Aston Villa 2. Take that with you. Feel that in your heart. Means no, because when you hear this, game's over. So what I'm saying now is, you know, it's nothing. But we're winning at half time.
45 minutes to change the future.
But I'm scared now. More scared than I've ever been.
This is Bantam's Banter in the Capital One Cup. This is Bradford City versus Aston Villa.
Dine in style every Monday to Saturday at Napoleon's Casino, Bradford. You will receive a drink on arrival, a three-course speciality menu and a £5 gaming chip in a presentation pouch to play in the casino. The price also includes a demonstration by our friendly staff. Open to non-members, over 18s only, please gamble responsibly. Napoleon's Casino and Restaurant, proud sponsors of Bantam's Banter.
Here at Game Driver Training, we won't just teach you how to pass the test, we'll teach you how to be a safe driver for life. Contact Tim 0800 410 1043 or it's 0771 736 0233. And we're online at gamedrivertraining.co.uk. This is Bantam's Banter.
That was so funny. Dom nearly got lumped by someone from TalkSport. What did you say, Rich?
Well, we were a bit late because Tom decided to go for a shit at the last minute of fucking half time.
I didn't. And, I'm talking to
Jake. We got back late, so we were stood up in front of him, and he went, "People coming in late, it's absolutely crazy." So I said, "What the fuck are you talking to him like that for?" And he nearly swung at me.
I've never seen your face like that. Anger,
yeah, but
anger.
Who do you think he is?
I know. Because he's in the live radio. Boo hoo. Blimey, mate, come on.
Anyway, I win. I've got more air on my bollocks than he's got on his head. Hey, up, it's snowing.
It is snowing.
We have had tweets and stuff, but honestly, I cannot bear.
No. It might be a very featureless podcast, this, and we do apologise. We're normally full of features. We're rapping and all that jazz. But you got to understand, we are so nervous.
The minute we get a corner,
yeah,
the rap is coming out.
This is Bantam's Banter.
I'm going to say it, if we continue to come under the cosh like we did in the first half,
it's game over. That,
yeah, we're done for.
Yeah, I'm done for. I'm just going to say this now. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of my course, honestly.
Oh, cheers.
It's just so good that you got my back and you really give that Burke some then. Granted,
well, who do you think he is? Because he works for a professional organisation. Fuck him.
I mean, how tight is it in here? Paint the picture, how tight is it?
Exactly. I'm fed up with these playboys thinking they can boss it. I mean, this is what this game's all about. Won't Bradford City to stick it to the Premier League boys? Looks like we're staying in Birmingham tonight.
And that is
unless we've got a plough to get home with.
And we should stick it to these bumming pros. You know, we're real fans here, Dom. Doing something off our own back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, we haven't got anything behind us.
He's getting paid. He's getting paid to sit there.
Exactly. Corner.
Yes, here it comes. It's a corner. It's time for the commentary wrap. Are you ready?
Oh, shit, Dom. Hang on.
Right, here we go. Come on, Dom.
It's not plugged in.
Okay, so we might have missed this.
We're not going to score anyway. I mean, I won't really worry about it, mate.
I feel like I'm teamed up with a fucking chuckle brother. We've been given a chance to redeem that.
A dress rehearsal.
Here we go.
Dom in the house with TT Villa Park. All right.
Ball comes in from Jones.
Help! Oh my God!
Oh my God! Hudson scored! Hudson, I take it back. I love you. I love your children. Hudson, you've scored. It is Bradford City 4, Aston Villa 2, and we've taken a goal from the grasp of Aston Villa. And sometimes, when you are under the cosh, you sometimes say, "Fuck the cosh." It's our goal.
Fuck the cosh! Oh my God!
It is Bradford City 4, Aston Villa 2. We have the away goal, Luke.
Dob, I'm actually...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Not only did we get to witness James Hansen scoring an away goal for Bradford City at Villa Park, but we also got to see Luke and Mark's fast-hand fist bump in real-life flesh.
They were rocket fist bumping there, Luke and Mark. They were like rockets.
I didn't know what to do then.
I didn't know what to do. I've got tears in my eyes. I've actually got tears in my eyes. Have you ever cried at a game of football in your life? Have you ever cried, Dom? That's unbelievable.
All of a sudden, the mood is lifted. All of a sudden, it's advantage Bradford City once more.
What's actually going on? Am I dreaming this? Is it really snowing?
On the night.
James Hansen.
It is gone. Bradford City 1, Aston Villa 1. 4-2 to Bradford on aggregate. And we've got that all-important away goal. Stick with us, folks. We're nearly there.
Unbelievable.
All right, we haven't won yet. Let's all calm down now.
We haven't. Let's
chill your beans.
Reassess the situation.
Aston Villa need two goals here. It's not impossible. They're back on it now. They're back putting us under the cosh.
As Bennett takes a shot which goes roughly 75,000 yards wide.
But they're shouting at each other now. They're screaming in each other's faces. They want it. We've got it. It's in our grasp now.
We hold the golden fist pump and they want it in their hands. Here we go, Dom. Here's the goal.
Let's do this to save the Reverend Paul Deal's blushes. Let's do this to laugh in the face of the great escape poster that Aston Villa brought out. Let's do this to laugh in the face of their press office, who thought it would be a good idea to advertise that you get a guaranteed ticket to Wembley if you buy a half-season ticket. Let's stick it to the man. Let's stick it to them boys who think that getting paid loads and buying jacuzzis for your living room is a good thing. You're not Scarface, mate. You play for a Premier League club and it's football. It's our game, not yours.
This is Bantam's Banter.
So much more confidence we're playing with now. I don't want to jinx it, I really don't, but the passing's flowing.
It's worked, the goal has helped.
One word right now, Dom, to sum up what you're feeling. One word. I know it's hard for someone of your vocabulary, but one word.
Ecstasy. And now I know you're thinking drugs, why are you bringing that up?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, in the old-fashioned meaning of the word.
I've got a word for you.
I feel like my blood is rainbow-coloured. I'm that happy. I feel like I've got unicorns going through my arteries, when, in fact, it's KFC. But, Darren Bent's coming on. What's he going to do? Headed over from 10 centimetres?
Oh, super subs on. Everyone panic.
OK, we've just given him all the ammunition he needs, and yeah. On he comes, Darren Bent.
I can smell
it. Look at me QIing him up and down.
I can smell
you, England, you're having a laugh.
I can smell a Bent hat trick here. I can smell a Bent hat trick.
What?
Is it possible to be in love with a football player as much as you love your wife? The things I would do to James Hansen, it's not just a back rub. It won't be just a back rub.
Again!
Oh! That is a stonewall opportunity for James Hansen.
I think that we're in the death section of Aston Villa because the fans don't seem to be reacting to our screams.
Are we on? Are we talking here?
This is Bantam's Banter in the Capital One Cup.
I love that James Hansen plays with his shirt tucked in.
Yeah, old school.
Probably like shorts all the way up.
I love that about Hansen. In fact, I love every morsel of his body. It's everything.
There we go.
Especially his forehead right now.
Come on. Doyle, Jones, win the ball in the middle. That's what we want. We need you to be punching that ball. Not with your hands.
No, that's
but giving it a punch upfield with your foot.
Punt it.
Come on.
Everybody dig bloody deep. Dig deeper than you've ever dug before. Get the world's biggest spade.
Fans scream your hearts out, please.
Dominic, Dom. Oh, sorry, mate, I thought we were bearing down on goal. We will try and possibly ring some people in the second half to get some reactions. We're going to ring Daniel Cran and we'll see how it goes. Just play it by
here. I'm trying to tweet.
Play it by here.
Here?
Here. Is it here or here? Who knows?
I need a rest. Well, you might have heard that. Emil Heskey, he left because your shit.
It's a good point. It's a good point. It's a very good point. It's a good chant and it's a good point.
He wouldn't have left if he'd seen first half. They were all right.
The what?
17 and a half minutes. 17 and a half minutes. Come on, boys. Aston Villa need to score two just to take it to extra time. Come on. Here we go. We're going forward now. We're going forward. Push it wide, Doyley. Yes, we're free on the right-hand side. It's Thompson now.
Stephen Darby.
That's oh! It's a crossbar of Thompson.
It's hit the bar of Thompson. Stephen Darby.
Keep it in there. Just bang it back in.
Hoik it in the box, Jones.
Jones is the bravest son of a bitch I've known.
He
was just willing then to take a foot to the head.
Straight square in the mush.
A year ago, We nearly quit Bannockburn Banner because Bradford City were playing so appallingly. A year on, and the best decision we ever made was to keep going.
Mate, put it here. Put it here, right?
I'm too happy.
As the ball whizzes across the Bradford box,
I can't be this happy and nothing go wrong.
What an effort by Thompson. Hit the crossbar. James Hanson bombing down the wing like some sort of
Don't
Harman
play
boy.
A through ball down wing to James Hanson.
No, but he's won a throw. He's won a throw. Oh. God bless his
fair throw. Play, the old BFG.
If we lose, I'm going to turn around and punch this guy in the face so hard because he's just going to rub it in.
All right, OK. If okay. we lose, we're going to fucking kick shit out of him.
We are. Shake my hand right now. Please make that a deal.
I'm going to shove his ISDN cable so far up his arse that we're going to be able to download stuff through LimeWire.
That mic is going so far down his gob. Going to have his stomach regurgitate this miraculous victory.
So basically what we're saying is we're going to turn him into a portable studio.
Well, yeah,
so
effectively, his knob, the fader will be his little knob.
Oh, we've turned violent. We have, we're like we bloody have. Ointment or something.
We've gone back to toilet talk as well, unfortunately. Come this way, Claire.
Right, come on, here we go. Go on, Atkinson, you've got it in your lad.
Will Messi Atkinson against Mo Farah?
Calm down, that's right, Parkinson, you tell him, calm down. Calm the shit down. You've heard it right, folks. It's Bradford City 1, Aston Villa 1. On aggregate, which must be a first for Bradford City, at least in the last 20 years.
Exactly.
We've got an aggregate score going on, and we're winning. As James Hansen passes it to Nzogbia.
But it doesn't matter.
Come on, James, he's not on your team.
Because Top. James... Sorry, go on.
If we're winning 6-0 and you're saying it doesn't matter, fine. At the minute, you're making yourself sound like a right Tommy Tucker.
I'm not, because I'm in love with that man right there. The one, the only, James Hansen.
We're going to try and get Nova on Skype. He's in America. You might remember him. He came on a couple of seasons ago. He's from the band Scars on 45. Here we go.
He's a character and he's been on Jay Leno. That's all you need to know.
He has been on Jay Leno.
But let's not big him up too much because he's just a normal guy from Bradford like us too. I don't know why I'm talking like the guy from TalkSport, but I'll carry it on because I like his style. I don't really...
I know it won't connect. This is typical Bantam's banter fodder.
Get on Wi-Fi, lad. Get on Wi-Fi. Back shortly.
Bantam's Banter, sponsored by Napoleon's Casino and Restaurant Bradford.
Oh, corner ball, do we? Do we? We do.
Oh, we're on.
Oh, hello, Nova.
Nova.
Are you there?
We are there.
Can you hear us?
Oh, where are you?
Where did he we fucking at?
There's a football game on tonight, you bloody Yankee doodle dandy.
Are you in press box?
No, we're in press box.
Oh, we're in press box.
Oh, bloody hell, here. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
I'll say.
Honestly, Nova, is this the best day of your adult life?
I've never been this nervous, right, since that door opened on Jay Leno.
Oh,
there we go.
Dropping it.
You've got to... Seriously, watch this. If this goes in, this is. Wait a minute.
We're ahead of you, mate.
Come on.
Nova, we're.
No, you. Oh, the dogs are shitting themselves.
Nova, we're ahead of you. Are you by yourself? Have you got anybody there with you?
Sounds like you're eating a Kit Kat.
It's like middle of the afternoon here.
Oh, right. So, literally, none of the bandmates are there?
No, I'm in Minneapolis.
All right.
You live in Minneapolis? Hello?
Wait a minute.
Saw your microphone now. I thought you were in a band.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. Just about, yeah. Just about. As per normal, technical issues.
So this proves that fans across the world are absolutely backing Bradford City to the, I don't know, nth degree.
Let's just let Nova talk in background because he can do that sort of stuff. He's good.
You missed
it. We do miss you, Nova. We heard that. We do miss you.
You're our favourite mongrel.
You are our favourite mongrel. Right, Nova, we're going to have to go because it's going to
pop. It's like talking to that bad robot on RoboCop.
It is.
You can hear you getting sacked in the morning. That's Villa fans singing right. That to their own manager.
Nova, thank you very much. I know it's been good talking to you. We'll go. It was just too much for that.
Villa fans are actually leaving. Bradford City are 8 minutes away. Luke, 8 minutes. Mark, 8 minutes. 8 minutes.
Do you know what? Me and Dom are going to count down 8 minutes right now. 7 minutes 45.
They need to score 40. Two goals in the last 8 minutes to get to extra time. Bradford City have the trump card in their hands.
We do.
And we're 100% brilliant.
Come on, Dom. Let's.
Here we go. It's Bradford City surging forward again. Another goal. I'm doing proper commentary. This is Bannockburn's banter.
Is that guy like Burke behind us rubbing off on you? So Aston Villa have got a podcast. It's called the Aston Villa Review.
Let's hear a bit, shall we?
Let's hear a bit.
While we're on the attack with Naki Wells.
This is the Aston Villa Review. Talking about the game and how it might pan out.
Bradford, all they've got to do is defend. And I think with the expectation, the pressure, the crowd, and the way our front line are playing, I think they'll crack.
I think we'll concede. But I also think we'll go through in 90 minutes.
You think?
Yeah.
I could see extra time.
Oh, we'll break, will we?
Did you hear that?
You're winning 90 minutes, will you?
Did you hear that last bit? Four goals. Wait, he just got better, this podcast. It just got better.
There's nothing more than I'd love to see us give him a stuffing.
Yeah, because we've actually scored and we're about to go to Wembley. He also said we're going to get a stuffing.
Oh, no, you said it, Tom. You said it too early. I've got to say, you said that too early.
I did, didn't I?
Anything can happen.
We've just played that. Oh, God.
Come on. Fight like you've never fought before, boys.
I tell you what.
Get that ball out of there.
I am not putting that third down. We need to see this through, Dom. We need to see this through together, hand in hand.
This is going to be the longest 5 minutes of our lives.
I feel like I'm giving birth. I feel like I'm going through labour. I genuinely do. This is what it feels like for women.
It might have been a long, long time since we visited Wembley. But that arch, that beautiful arch is calling. It's inviting us in like an Amsterdamese prostitute. It's saying, come on. Try my wares.
My Greek father-in-law's just texted me, oh, poor, poor. And in Greek, that means, oh, my flipping God.
We are nearly at Wembley.
We're in touching distance. Get it in the corners. Literally. Kick it 300 miles in the air. Waste time. Do whatever
Wells
you've got to do.
Wells is off. Turgot is on.
I'll tell you what, one thing Turgot will do. He'll run aimlessly into corners and he'll waste time.
I can't take it. I'm going to cry. I can feel it. I can feel it. I'm actually crying.
Well,
tears are in my eyes. I'm not joking. Take him down. Smash him. Get a red card. Who gives a shit? Take him down.
Just literally go through him. Go through him. Keep on the ball. Just go down injured. Go down injured, Duke. It's
Villa Park.
It's a good technique.
It's emptying. It's like watching your bath empty at home and he's going down.
He's sulking, slipping down the plug hole.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Genuinely.
Oh, fucking Wembley.
Genuinely. When that final whistle
there
goes.
There are 2 minutes, 15 seconds remaining.
Plus any stoppage time.
This is history.
There's no other way to put it. Imagine the headlines in the morning.
Oh, Jesus God. Oh my God.
You've just got to go through every player.
They're in.
Shit the bed.
Who cares?
We've got to remain calm. We've still got to press. We cannot sit on this.
Come on, Bradford. Everybody back! Everybody back!
Work, Thompson!
They have all of a sudden become the most confident team in the country. Yes, it's with Duke. Take your time.
Why don't you just chest that Duke and put your foot on it?
40 seconds. 40 seconds before I shit my pants.
40 seconds before I give
my heart, honestly, has never beat like this before. Never.
I'm about to pop my spleen out of my bum.
Come on, Bradford City. History is 15 seconds away. History.
Word, James Hanson.
You heard it.
Sod cramp.
What are you doing? Should have given us taking it into our half on foot.
Why isn't James Allen just defending? Just play centre half, James.
Oh my God.
Just
come on.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Play
attack. Get him.
There's no point for this.
4 minutes of any time. You pulling my balls.
Oh no. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't watch.
This isn't fair.
I can't watch. I literally cannot watch.
Oh, thank Christ, they've missed. Thank Christ. There are 4 minutes of added time to bear.
As I bear this child.
My hands have gone pins and needly. Come on, come on. Get back, Hanson. Thompson, what are you doing? You're too far forward. sit back. I do
we've
not
got
care.
To have structure. We've got to maintain structure. But at the same time, James Henderson wins every single header. So just play him at the centre half. What's he going to do? And he slowly canters back, does Hansen. Good lad.
2-1 to Aston Villa on the night. Still 4-3 to Bradford. Come on.
It's about 3 minutes
ago. Don't think you're there yet, boys. We did. We made a mistake thinking we were already there.
Like two buffoons. We were cocky and arrogant.
If you thought we were nervous as the game started, you have seen nothing. I feel like I might die.
Come on!
Go on, Jay. Come on, Thompson.
Just put it in the corner. Run into the corner. Your life on the line.
Right, there's no way he's going to be able to stand.
Oh, you dirty bugger!
Yes, free kick to City.
Fabian Del shows his true colours.
Is he going up? No, he's not. Yellow.
Fabian Del shows his
you
true.
You dirty Bradford bugger!
Yeah, he's right. This guy's right from Daily Telegraph or whatever. He should be booked in first. I should. Del.
He should. He's escaped there.
Very Del, dirty boy. Dirty.
You're supposed to be from Bradford. You're supposed to be from.
He
Bradford.
Don't give. He gives a toss about anything to do with us.
My God.
You know what? I just kicked that ball 1,000 foot into that stand.
Corner.
Yes, come on. What's it? Corner. Just get in the corner.
I just gave Luke a kiss then. I'm hoping it's a lucky little...
Dom is kissing people. Why are you kissing
me? I'm hoping it's a little... Because he might be a little leprechaun.
Why are you kissing, me?
Come on.
Why are you trying to make me jealous? Seriously.
Are you being serious, Tom?
Now
we're in added time, leading against Aston Villa. They need to score. It's a corner to Bradford. Uh-oh. Did I take an off as in cut? Right.
Thompson, just would it work? You're a sub. You're going to be playing 5 minutes.
It's up. Shea Given knocks it up. Straight back, boys. Straight back. Straight back.
Hoykins!
Come on. It's an Aston Villa throwing. It's going to come straight forward, boys. You are going to be have to be on it.
Come on, come on, ref. You're blooming Durkin. Ah! No! No! No!
No!
No! No! Get the ball out! No! What are you doing? Yes, we'll have that. We will have that.
Oh, it's an Aston Villa throwing in our half. Come on! Come
work,
on!
Work, work, top... Hansen, you're no good
there. I'm actually going to faint.
I can feel veins popping.
It's back in our area. They're just launching it. This is relentless. Out.
What was that?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
We're going down. Come on. Get in. Get in.
Yes. Get in.
Calm down. There's people behind us, Dom. Calm down. There's people behind us.
Sorry.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Bradford City have beaten Aston Villa in the semi-final second leg. It's Bradford City 4, Aston Villa 3.
Come here,
Bradford City win, and we are staring the gods of football in the face. Bradford City, a team that is a bottom division team, are going to Wembley. We are going to Wembley. This is about Bradford City tonight. Forget Aston Villa. Forget Villa. Forget the Premier League team. This is about us. This is about our team, our club, and where we've come this season in this competition. Oh my God, get it, leave him on.
We have turned the football world on its head. Bradford City, our boys, our team. Oh. Is this a dream?
I'm honestly having an aneurysm. I can't take it. I cannot take it. This is an unbelievable scene.
Oh my God. We have been there through the shit, and we're going to Wembley.
Look at those fans, Dom. James Hansen.
Real tears are dropping from my face.
You don't see many days like this as a Bradford City fan. You really don't.
I feel like a fucking $1 million, Tom.
I do.
It's Bradford City that make it into the final.
Oh my God, we're in the final.
We could not be prouder to be doing this podcast right now.
Literally. We are the luckiest people alive.
I've been Dom.
I've been Tom.
And
Tom.
You have been there through every single minute of this. Well done. Very well done indeed.